dear sopranos, with a certain right, you might say, we don't need that. But I think it would be nice to have your part of the Kyrie of Schubert a little different than it is on our RON website. I will make a few remarks that I think are important. Here we go. It's the Kyrie by Franz Schubert. And I will give the pitch in the beginning because it starts with the orchestra. And you have the third. You probably noticed the phrasing. Kyrie eleison. And the N within the half note. So it's exaggerated. Legato. And I go on. Short, light. And that C is in danger. And again, the next note, high enough, the C. Hard, the usual leading note, sharp, not too high, but high from the C sharp to the D. And then it pretends to start from the beginning. The H not too short. And it's different now, very high the F with an accent and a stressing on the D. And surprise, high enough. And then comes the solo soprano. And the solo soprano ends like, that's your note, alto and tenor. It's you. Not too short, but short, high enough, the E. Again, I'm in measure 50. High. Hard to sing that high enough. Again, excuse me for reminding you, that is a huge step. High C with a stressed C. The next beginning is easy to find. It's almost a da capo, and it's measure 68. You remember I see? And again, high. And now it's different. Short note. High. And high again. You might have noticed I never said take that one low. Now, it's probably a little bit more fun if you hear the alto at the same time. I'm back at the beginning, and with the alto it sounds like this, and you might want to sing it with the alto together. surprise. Crescendo. Decrescendo. Let me play that again. That was wrong, I think. I'd start in 23. The solo soprano ending. Measure 46, alto, U. Hi, you remember? Extreme high. Decrescendo, up, stress, decrescendo, and a short interludium, and in measure 68. Again, important to be high enough.